Welcome to the Mark in the Morning podcast. Want to receive this daily? Search Mark in the Morning on iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Boom, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Say what?
Say what?
Yes. All right, you people are cracking me up. I'm now in trouble with a Bernie Sanders fan.
Finally.
She wrote me a letter. It's funny to me. But I'll share because it's pretty good. Today we speak with Wolf Blitzer. We have a topic. What was the last thing that you dug through the trash to get? Actually bent over digging through the trash.
Mm-hmm.
We'll share ours. You share yours. We also have the top 11 angriest cities. Cities that are pissed. Now, we also have a doctor, a surgeon. Did you know that there is plastic surgery available for your butt?
You mean like implants? Like Kim Kardashian implants?
No. I'm talking about improving the area.
Huh?
Plastic surgery exists for that. And you don't have to be a porn star to go get it done.
Oh, the area.
Yes.
I can't wait to hear about this.
Yeah, neither can I. We have the redneck word of the day. Thank you, Jeff Foxworthy. I will always credit him because he's the king of this. I don't know what it is that happens to women when they're about to get married, but they become, they call them Bridezilla. Do you remember the one, like 2 weeks ago, somebody gave a gift of $200 to the bride and groom.
Nice gift.
The bride reached out to her and was offended by the lack of the gift and said that you can still send me a fix it if you would like.
Oh, man.
The girl canceled the check.
Oh, good. Of course she did. Good.
So we have another Bridezilla moment. This story is everywhere and it's nuts and it's crazy, but I guess there's a point. A woman has basically quit her job so that she can breastfeed her boyfriend every 2 hours. It's a bonding thing, and she really wanted this to happen, so she reached out on the internet to find a like-minded guy.
Oh, so she didn't already have a boyfriend.
No.
My throat literally closed up.
She needed to find one who wanted to breastfeed with her.
All right.
So every 2 hours, she gets it. And Amber Heard is back in the news, and I'm just saying, maybe there's the slightest possibility that she's a piece of work. Slight.
Yeah.
I don't want to judge, but we'll share the story with you. It's all coming up on Mark in the Morning.
Look, Bullwinkle, a message in a bottle.
Fan mail from some flounder?
No, this is what I really call a message.
Okay, dear Mark, the Bernie Sanders call on Monday was a new low, even for you. He is the only candidate with ethics that actually cares about we the people. I think you owe Bernie an apology. It was not funny or in good taste. Inna Mitchell.
That wasn't even our most offensive Bernie bit.
Yeah, Inna, listen, sweetie, I'm assuming you're a girl. That's my job, to make fun of people that are running for office. I have never chosen one side. I have never publicly stated who I like, who I don't. All of them are fodder. Did you write Johnny Carson a letter when he was making fun of Reagan and Jimmy Carter? I mean, wake up. That's what we do. It was a joke. It was a bit.
But Mark,
that I did. Yes.
This has to be kind of refreshing.
Oh, yeah. Because
now the scales are balanced.
I've been chosen a hater of Trump. Never said anything about that. I just make fun of him. I've been chosen as a hater of Hillary.
Yeah.
And now full circle.
Yeah.
Bernie.
It feels good. It feels good.
Listen, none of you will ever know what I think politically, but it is my job to make fun of these people. So don't be hating. I'm just trying to bring the funny.
Or
that's it.
As Mark would say that The Rock would said, why don't you drink a tall glass of shut up juice?
Speaking of which, while some news agencies had Hillary clinching the Democratic nomination for president yesterday, she waited until Tuesday to declare her historic victory.
We've reached a milestone. The first time first time in our nation's history that a woman will be a major party's nominee.
And she continues.
We believe that we are stronger together. And the stakes in this election are high, and the choice is clear. Donald Trump is temperamentally unfit to be president and commander-in-chief.
I didn't say that. That wasn't me. I was reporting what Hillary Clinton...
Sounded like Hillary, yeah.
Hillary, sweetie, it's Mark. What is with the hair that you got going on there? There's somebody somewhere that can make that look better. It's like it's glued to your head. So, I don't know. Change that up just a little bit, if you could. I'm just saying. Because you've got some things going for you, but not the hair.
What if all the three front runners had to play musical hairs and wear each other's hairstyles? I think I'm on to gold.
Speaking of hair, Donald Trump has not apologized for questioning the integrity of the Mexican-American federal judge presiding over two lawsuits against Trump University, but he did say yesterday that he'll stop talking about the case. This comes after his own campaign asked him to tone down his remarks about the judge. Paul Ryan had this to say.
Claiming a person can't do their job because of their race is sort of like the textbook definition of a racist comment. I think that should be absolutely disavowed. It's absolutely unacceptable.
I didn't say that.
No, it's Paul Ryan.
That's Paul Ryan. Yeah. I just reported it.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying. So I think Skeeter has a sinus infection.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's been getting worse. I gave her a Sudafed. It didn't help. It got up worse today. So we made an appointment. Going to take that bitch into the doctor, get her back on the mend.
Oh, yeah. I don't play with sinus infections, man. If you get to the point where you want to cut the front half of your face off, you have to go to the doctor.
Well, the thing of it is, if it is a sinus infection, and normally you can tell because it starts to affect your eyes, like you can feel it behind your... If it is a sinus infection, it will not go away on its own.
Correct.
Going to the doctor and starting an antibiotic is about the... And getting that serious Flonase stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the prescription.
Yeah.
Boy, that'll blow the back of your head off. I love that crap.
Now, the name soon to be heard around the universe is Mr. Mike TV. You love to watch TV, Mike?
You bet.
Yeah, I do. And yesterday, Dana Carvey was on Conan O'Brien, and... Conan asked him, Dana, you know, you do impressions. You're probably the best in the business. Can you do a Donald Trump? And he does. And then he goes on to do Bernie and Hillary. Here we go.
I figure if he starts World War III, we'll be in our bunkers. He'll still be selling us on closed circuit TV.
You know, we had a fabulous nuclear war. It was fabulous. Tremendous nuclear war. Your bunkers are terrific. Your bunkers are fabulous. The Chinese bunkers are a disaster. A disaster. Okay.
Yeah. Now I do them very feminine. I don't know why.
Well, yeah, a little bit of lotion, a little bit of chapstick.
Imagine him getting a manicure.
Okay, just go easy. Little hands, little tiny hands.
Yeah.
I'm not tiny down there.
Yeah. Here's Bernie distilled, okay? What? Let me just stand up, okay?
Yeah.
What I'm prepared to do. What I'm prepared to do. I will find somebody with lots of money. I will take their money and give it to the guy who doesn't have money.
Hillary, what's your take on Hillary?
I feel like Bill is back there all the time because Bill was the master. So she's got a little earpiece and he's behind the scenes going, big dog, little hill, big dog, little hill. Big dog, little hill. Come in, baby. Come in, baby. Slow down, baby. They can't all be applause lines, baby. Slow down. Slow down. She's out there just working so hard.
Yeah.
We will do the things that we do until we don't do them. No, baby, no. Baby, no. It ain't fine. Peaches and cream. Peaches and cream.
Peaches and cream.
That's their code word to bail out.
There you go. That's your Mike TV.
Sit, boo-boo, sit. Good dog.
All right, we're going to get into this pink drink in a minute because I need your help. But our topic today is, when was the last time that you dug through the trash for something. And what was it? And I've got mine because mine was serious. Let's go to Christy. She's calling from Lone Pole. Good morning, Christy. Hey, Christy.
Hi.
Hi, Christy. How are you?
I'm fine. Just getting ready for work. How are you doing?
Really good. Are you naked right now?
No, bra and underwear.
Oh.
Nice.
Close enough.
How old are you?
We've had this conversation before. I'm 54.
That she sounds like she's 24.
Yeah, you do sound young. So now 54, is everything still tight or hanging?
No, everything's great. I'm a 32C or D, depending on, you know, the bra manufacturer. I knew you'd ask that. So.
Wow.
I'm getting off track here. My bad, Christy. When was the last time that you dug through the trash for something, and what was it?
Oh, good God. This was maybe 2 years ago. It was my grandmother's engagement ring that she gave to me, you know, before she passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And I dug through every trash can at work, all three bathrooms, all four kitchen trash cans. And I finally found it, wadded up in a paper towel in, I think, one of the bathrooms.
Oh, you got lucky.
Wow, you
oh,
really did.
Oh, God, I cannot tell you the fear. I mean, just the, you know, the, oh, God, what have I done feeling that was running through me. It was horrible.
Well, thank you, Christy. Mine was for the anniversary show, which had a ton of moving parts.
So this year this happened?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So I had been working for months on the introduction piece by piece. You guys saw it.
Oh,
it was pages
yeah.
and pages, and it was handwritten until I had everything pretty much solid. Then I was going to type it in the computer, and
right.
it would be a file. Somehow, it got lost because I have paper all over the studio, and somehow that thing, which was six pages of intricate notes of movements, who introduces what, where they come from, where they get the mic, all that stuff was in the, I dug through this trash can right here.
Oh, that's a lot of trash.
And it was wadded up. My dumb ass wadded it up and threw it in the trash. I can't even imagine what I was doing or thinking.
You were so, not stressed during that time, but hyper-focused that I can't believe you kept this a secret from us, that you lost six pages of notes.
Yeah, it was bad because I would have never been able to recreate that. And we would have meeting after meeting where we would just simply go through the notes. And then the stage runner, he put his notes on it. All of it was lost for about 6 hours.
If you couldn't find it, did you picture yourself just sitting on the edge of the stage in front of an audience being like, I don't know.
I would have ceased to care.
Yeah, you would have had to.
Gina, what have you dug through the trash for?
Okay, I'm actually deferring mine to my boyfriend, Tim, who did this for me. God bless him. Well, it's kind of his fault, though. So I just got a new iPhone. I got the SE, which is cute and little
Linda
for my little hands.
Linda is raving about it.
Oh, it's great because I have little bridge troll hands, and this fits perfectly. So anyway, it doesn't work without a SIM card, you know, that little chip.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had to send one to me, and I needed a phone. You got to have a phone. You got to have a way to communicate. So 2 days ago, I finally ready to, you know, put everything together and can't find the SIM card. I'm looking everywhere at 4 o'clock in the morning, you know, rustling around. All the lights are on. Tim's trying to sleep. I can't find it anywhere. I kind of look in the trash, but I don't dare really get invested.
Right.
So I come here. I come to work. I'm fuming because I don't clean. So I'm sure it wasn't me. And I text him. I go, hey, baby, I can't find my SIM card. If you could do anything to help me find it, that would be great. 2 hours later, I get a text. Found it. I go, oh, you're the best. You're my hero. Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Wait a second. Where was it? What have you done with it? He goes, well, I went through the trash. And then I went through the recycling. And it wasn't in either of those places. So, well, good thing it was a weekend because he went out to the dumpster right before they had come to collect the dumpster garbage.
Oh, my
got
God.
In there and found my SIM card.
Wow.
So he's a villain and a jerk.
That's awesome.
All in one. Love him to death.
So we do want to know what you dug through the trash for. 888-696-1003. Jackie's out. Chick on the street is manning the phone. So it's Chick on the phones.
Yeah.
I want you to help me out. This morning, Good Morning America was all about this pink drink at Starbucks. It's not on the menu, They were all drinking it, talking about it. So if you are at Starbucks or on your way to Starbucks, or if you would just drop by one, get this pink drink and tell us what you think about it. We would love, it's going to involve you, the listeners.
And because it's not on the menu, do you just say pink drink?
I think so, because okay. That's what they were referring to it as, the pink drink. It's supposed to be refreshing and all the rage right now. All so right. If you are a listener and you're near a Starbucks and you want to help us out, 888-696-1003. In the business, we call it full phones. The topic is, what did you dig through the trash to get? And we have full phones for that. We'll get to that in a minute. Right now, Gina, what is trending?
I don't know how you do it, Mark. How do you know what's on the pulse of the people?
It's
amazing. All right. It's impressive. Hillary Clinton reached the 2,383 delegates necessary to secure her party's nod for the general election, but Bernie Sanders vows he's not giving up quite yet. The last known rescue dog in 9/11 has died. The golden retriever helped the hurricane at Hurricane Katrina, Hurricane Rita, and he was in pretty ailing health. He was 16. He had to be put down.
Wow.
Oh, man, what a guy, right?
Yeah, I saw him in his, you know, dogs. It happens. What's happening with Red happened with my dog, Elvis. But he's got a white face.
Yeah.
Just old. 16, that's a good long life for a puppy.
And thank you to that little guy, because, boy, they said he would put in 12-hour days helping on these disasters.
Rest in peace, dude.
And here's what's trending in sports. Kansas City pitcher Yordan Ventura hit Oriole Manny Machado with a pitch that sparked a bench-clearing brawl last night. But Baltimore had the last laugh when they beat Kansas City 9-1.
Dude, it's different than what it used to be. It used to be when clubhouses would empty onto the field. It was just pushing and shoving. It is full-on fist fighting now.
These guys are nails in their bats.
Oh, they're pissed off.
Yes. I'm Gina Grad, and trending is supported by Subaru. Help them feed SoCal this month by bringing non-perishable items to your local Subaru retailer. Coming up at 7:20, the 11 angriest cities in the U.S. But first, the police. This is Mark in the Morning.
All right, check on the phones. Katie is on the phones, and we are asking, what did you dig through the trash to find? We go to Vicky calling from L.A. Good morning, Vicky.
Hi.
So what did you dig through the trash to get?
Well, yesterday, actually, so we were taking out the trash, and then I had just changed the trash, and then I threw in the kid's poopy diaper, and then I was, we had thrown in some other stuff too, and then I was to take it out because I had taken out the whole trash, so we had to, long story, it's like really stupid, but we didn't want the whole, kitchen to smell, so I had to go through it, get the poopy diaper out, and throw it outside, in the outside trash.
Ah.
You dug through the trash to find a crappy diaper?
Basically, so I can throw it out in the outside trash because it's trash pickup today.
Wow. Thank you, Vicky. Let's go to Melissa. Melissa calling from Canyon Country. What did you dig through the trash to find?
Hey, guys. So went to school in the San Fernando Valley for junior high school. And at the cafeteria, take my retainers out, put them on the lunch tray, and you got it. Threw them away.
Oh, no.
Went to the office. Hysterically crying. My family couldn't afford to buy me new retainers, and I wanted my teeth to look good still. So my dad, being the wonderful, amazing father that he is, put on his work boots, jumped into those dumpsters in the cafeteria, back of the cafeteria that freaked, and just started digging with a rake. By the time he got to the third one, he found those retainers, but saved him $200.
Melissa, A, that's amazing. Your father's a hero. B, was it hard to put that back in your mouth?
You know, I think that we got like that, what's that lady, the old lady that, pepsid in or whatever. You put it in there and it bubbles all up.
Oh, okay.
And sterilizes them. But you know what? I didn't have a choice at that point. How am I going to say no?
Melissa, thank you very much for listening, and thank you for calling. Let's move from this for a second. We are talking about this pink drink at Starbucks. Good Morning America is all over it. They were all drinking it. Tell them what they thought. Melissa is on the phone. Melissa, are you at Starbucks right now?
I just left, actually. I stop at Starbucks every morning on my way to work, so I just left.
So when you got, did you order the pink drink?
I did. I said I wanted to ask what it was first, and they laughed. I don't know if other people have already asked, but I did order it, a small one, because because I wasn't sure I was going to like it instead of my regular, and I didn't like it.
She did
so
not
gave
like
it. Back
it.
To them.
What does it? What's in it?
It's made with coconut milk and strawberries, so it's really sweet. And it was just too sweet. It's not that it, because I like coconut milk and I like strawberry. It was just really, really sweet. So that's what I didn't like about it.
Interesting.
You know, I see people coming out of Starbucks, and I guess they think they've ordered a coffee, but it's basically a milkshake.
It's dessert.
It is. Yeah. And
it's dessert. It's definitely dessert. If you really like something sweet and you're craving something sweet, you'll like it because... It's definitely sweet, but I had to give it back, and I said, I'm sorry, I need my regular vanilla latte.
Well, Melissa, I thank you for stopping off and giving us your review. Thank you very, very much.
No problem. Have a good day.
All right, so if anybody else is listening, if you want to try the It drink right now, it is at Starbucks. It is called the Pink Drink. Get a copy or get a cup of it and let us know what you think.
And we take no endorsements from them, by the way. It sounds awful. So we're not endorsing it.
Oh, no, no. It's just like,
we just want to know what everyone's talking about.
Oh, wait, I want to do that in a minute. Dave has called. Dave Beesing, our program director. He chooses the music. This station was built by him. We have a pre-show meeting every day, and I told Dave about the pink drink at Starbucks that everybody's talking about, and Dave stopped by. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Mark. I just, you know, you've sent me on some really challenging stories, and this is earth-shattering. The Starbucks in Studio City, a block west of Laurel Canyon on Ventura, they don't know what a pink drink is.
What?
The clerk looked at, he goes, oh, you mean a passion tea? And I go, no, I don't think it's a passion tea. And he goes, well, then you're going to have to tell me how to make it. And I said, no, that's your job. I said, well, it's not on the menu. It's a big thing on social media, and you're going to have a lot of Mark in the Morning listeners coming in and asking for it. And he said, okay. So what do you want?
Sounds good.
So I ordered a cold brew, and he threw away the cup that he started to write passion tea on. Yeah.
Well, it does exist because we've already had Melissa call. She bought it. It's made with coconut milk and strawberries. And she tasted it. She gave it back. She said it was so sweet. So it does exist. I'm not sure what's up with the Starbucks you went to, but it's out there.
Well, apparently he's not a listener.
I love Dave got attitude from Starbucks. Dave, thank you for reporting in.
Yes, of course.
All right, let me get this done. Now, here's something you don't often hear. And by the way, the story that we're talking about today, what did you dig through the trash? Wait until you hear Joe's call. That'll be in just a second. Here's something you don't often hear. A man actually got surgery to get his bionic unit made smaller.
What?
Mohammed Abad, a man who got a bionic penis in 2015 after losing his natural one in a car accident, has gotten surgery to make his newfound manhood a little bit smaller. After he received his new one, he set out to lose his virginity to a sex worker. His unit apparently inflates. He has to pump it up.
Oh, like the old Nike Airs.
Yes, to 8 inches with the push of a button. The problem is that the average size is 5.57 inches. So he opted for a 3.5 hour surgery to slim down his member last weekend. He told the Sun, quote, I can't wait to try it out. I'm looking forward to getting the poetry in motion.
Wow. Okay, so not only did this guy have his junk hacked off, but he also wanted to take pinking shears to it, but he's also a virgin?
Well, I think he means a virgin
with this new unit.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, wow. That's a lot of news.
Why do I have to point out my genius?
Wait, I'm listening. Hold on.
I know what it is.
Are you afraid to say it?
No, it's a great song, but I'm waiting for Gina to
I know, guess. I can't, I don't know.
Moby Dick.
Ah, you genius.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. All right, so the topic today is, what did you go through the trash to find? We have Joe calling from L.A. Joe, first of all,
Good morning.
But tell everybody your story. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. Yeah, I was going through the trash looking for something, and I was looking for a receipt, and I came across this one receipt, and it was for like a pharmacy, and on it was a box of condoms, and I'm like, wow, that's kind of weird because, you know, I had a vasectomy, you know, 10, 15 years before that, and so I couldn't understand why there was a receipt for a box of condoms. So, you know, after a little bit of investigation and looking into it, I discovered my wife was having an affair with some guy she was working with.
Oh, wow. No.
Yeah, pretty awful.
You know, look, well, first of all, when you confronted her, what did she first say?
You know, it took a little bit of, I didn't want to just confront her straight up because it could have been my younger son. But again, at the time, he was only 14, so it just didn't piece together. Maybe I didn't want to realize it at first. So I looked through phone logs just to see if there was any other corroborating evidence or whatever. And, yeah, after looking through that, I threw everything, receipts, phone logs, records, all that stuff. And all she did is just break down and cry, you know. So I had my answer.
So she eventually admitted it to you.
She eventually admitted it. And, yeah, we ended up getting a divorce sometime after that.
How long had you been married?
At the time, 16 years.
Wow.
Boy, that just sucks, man. Look, if you're going to cheat, you don't go buy condoms and keep the receipt. Or if you do, don't throw it away in your own trash can. You're asking to get caught.
A lot of mistakes.
Good God. Yeah. Joe, I'm sorry, and thank you for listening, and thank you for calling.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
All right, so along with this topic, what did you dig through the trash for? We've also got the pink drink. Dave just got attitude at Starbucks. They didn't know what it was. But Jeannie is on the phone from Pomona. She is at a Starbucks, and she got the drink. Good morning, Jeannie. Or is it Janine?
It's Janine. Good morning. Good morning, Mark. Actually, I was with my daughter in Atlantic Beach. I talk to her every morning. She heard about it on Good Morning America. She goes to Starbucks every morning. She got the pink drink, and she compared it to an adult version of Strawberry Quick.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
that makes total sense.
She said it's made with strawberry acai and coconut milk, and it's totally delicious, she said.
Okay, Melissa called us earlier, said it was way too sweet for her.
My daughter, who's 5.5 months pregnant, said it was perfect.
Yeah, the only other thing I could think to compare it to is like the milk after you've eaten a bowl of cereal, like just a sweet pink mixture.
Now, Janine, you have gone and pissed me off now because you're about to have a grandbaby, aren't you?
I'm about ready to have my fourth grandbaby, yes.
Wow.
I hate you. I can't even get one.
I'm sorry. I can share.
Hey, is it as great as it seems?
It's awesome. It's awesome. I'll do anything for my grandchildren. Anything.
Janine, until I have a grandchild of my own, do not call this program again.
Okay.
Hey, listen. Congratulations, Janine, and thank you for doing the pink drink for us.
Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
You too. See you soon.
5 seconds for $25.
Oh, my God. Did you hear that?
It's insanity.
Everybody's talking about it. Five seconds for $25. They're talking about it,
okay,
Gina.
Okay.
You know, just, I tell you what, today between us and Corolla, stop off at a water cooler and just stand there and see what they're talking about. They're talking about 5 seconds for $25. Oh, it's huge. Let's go to John. He's calling from Riverside. Good morning, John.
Hey, Mark. Hey, Gina.
Hi.
Take out some time today and kiss all my butt, all right, John?
All right. We'll do it.
You a married man with kids?
I am a married man. I have a daughter from a previous marriage, and I have a little 2-year-old granddaughter. Sorry if that's a sore subject for you.
Shut your mouth. It's back to back. You people are just trying to piss me off. My kids can't even get a date, and you've got grandkids.
One grandchild.
Really what do you do for a living, John?
I've got a couple jobs. I work in a mailroom during the week, and on the weekend, I am an actor in a murder mystery dinner theater.
Ooh.
Now, I have to assume you're doing that because you love it.
oh, I say it's awesome. And they give me money, not a whole lot, but yeah, I get paid for it. It's amazing.
Now, is this one of those kind of dramas where the audience is trying to figure it out and you involve the audience sometimes in it?
Absolutely.
I envy that. I did a little acting and I had fun. I missed doing it. John, here we go now. I'm going to ask you a question. You're going to have 5 seconds to answer it. If you answer it, you get $25. If you don't, tomorrow's question is worth $30. It's
$30.
So big I couldn't even say it out loud. I had to whisper it.
Yeah, but tomorrow's question will be worth $5, just FYI.
Oh, confident.
I've got a question here, John, because I can pick whichever, but I've got a question that is very gettable. Are you ready?
I am ready.
How many years did Sleeping Beauty sleep for?
Five, four, oh, man. Ten.
That was my guess, too.
100 years.
Damn.
Are you sure that wasn't Rip Van Winkle?
If you hadn't Rip Van Winkle, I would have gotten that. That was 20 years. I know that.
That means that tomorrow's question, because you're a dumbass, John, is going to be worth $30.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be worth $5, but what do I know?
John, appreciate you listening. Appreciate you calling. Gina.
Yeah.
This goes under the category of, does he have a point?
Okay.
A guy in Russia was recently dumped by his girlfriend. But instead of just putting his tail between his legs and walking away from the mess, he took bold action. He is suing her for all the stuff he bought her while they were together. The guy collected receipts from flower shops, restaurants, cafes, and filed a lawsuit demanding she repay all the money he spent, along with the legal fees, of course. He is looking for a total of $680, arguing that he never intended to give her a free ride.
Let me guess. This is the same guy who says, I don't know why I'm such a nice guy and I can't get a date. I'm a nice guy. Those are the ones screaming about how nice you are. These are the ones that pull these kind of moves. Does he have a point, Mark? What's wrong with you?
I'm just saying. He spent $680 on a girl that dumped him.
Yeah, but when you're in a relationship, you spend money on each other. And that's, in that moment, that's what you got. I understand if he gave her a ring and he'd like it back, but he took her to Target and got her a plunger. I think she can probably keep that and go her separate ways.
I don't know. I'm telling you, in the court of law, because are you of the mind that there have never been women that will be with a certain man simply to accumulate things?
Oh, sure. I'm sure of it. But does that mean a guy get to plead stupidity? I'm sure there's something in it for him, if you know what I mean. That's kind of a contractual situation they have going.
Well, I hope they keep this alive. I want to know if this gets thrown out or if it actually goes to trial.
If this ever happened to me, I would pay it happily and put in the memo, I am so glad to know that I did the right thing by dumping you.
I think he's got a case.
Mark, please.
I really do.
So if you and Linda were dating and she decided she found a greener pastures, you'd send her an invoice?
Here's Linda. When we started dating, I was so broke. Because when we went to dinner on our first date at Red Rooster or whatever the thing was, when I gave my credit card, I was sure that it was going to come back and say it didn't go through. I just knew it because I was so in debt to all my credit cards. Linda cut up all the credit cards. We started slowly paying them off. We ate tomato sandwiches every night because we didn't have any money. And she got together a bunch of her stuff and we went to the pawn shop.
Wow. That's a good woman, Mark.
Yeah, and I was poking fun at her about it the other day because, you know, things turned out pretty well for me as far as my career. Linda said, best investment I ever made. All right, so the topic today, what did you dig through the trash to get? Steven, quickly, I got to take a break. What did you dig through the trash for?
Hi. Can you hear me all right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. My grandmother had accidentally threw away a Social Security check for $500. And on Thanksgiving morning, we had to go to the dump and search for that check. This was 40 years ago before they had deposit.
And did you find it?
Yeah, we found it after all.
That, man, Thanksgiving morning. The stakes don't get any higher than that. Thanksgiving morning for $500 40 years ago.
Wow.
That's some. That's you go to the dump.
Thank you, Steven. All right. I have a list of the 11 angriest cities in the United States from 11 to 1. As I say the city, Josh the Fleeganator will add condiment to each one.
The joie de vivre.
Yes. Here we go. The 11th angriest city, Nashville, Tennessee.
They hate country music!
Number 10, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Why can't I win at this game?
Number 9, shocking because I love this city, but they're pissed. Portland, Oregon.
Hipsters!
Number 8, San Francisco, California.
Stupid rice-a-roni! It's not a treat!
Number 7, New York City.
Taxi cabs are just everywhere! Get out of my face!
Hey, honestly, have you ever tried to get a taxi cab in New York City at 5 p.m.?
Yes, in the rain. Good luck.
It's impossible.
Yeah,
it is impossible.
Yep.
We tried for an hour. We were shopping, and we had to get back to the hotel to get dressed for dinner.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, we had a play. We're going to a play. We gave up and started running 15 blocks to get back to the hotel in time.
It is often faster.
Good God. The number 6 angriest city in the United States, Chicago.
This team sucks without Michael Jordan. We haven't been good since Michael Jordan left.
Number 5, Detroit, Michigan.
I'm in Detroit.
Number 4, Washington, D.C.
Voting doesn't even matter.
The 3rd angriest city in the United States, Boston, Massachusetts.
Worst accent ever!
Gina, have you ever driven through Boston?
I've never been to Boston. I want to so badly.
Okay, first of all, you got to go because the food by itself. The drivers in Boston do not care.
Really?
Oh, they will run over you. It is the worst for driving I've ever experienced.
They care less than Los Angeles drivers?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, they're literally dangerous. You can't, even when you've got a green light, you can't trust it. And I'm not kidding. The 2nd angriest city in the United States, I can understand because I've been there, Cleveland, Ohio.
We just can't win anything!
And the 1 angriest city in the United States, Philadelphia.
Who cares about a stupid crack in a stupid bell?
Wow. Josh the Fleeganator bringing it home.
Jugs and orbs and darts and gourds.
All right. Elmer Fudd's and once again, Gina, listen and see if she has a case.
Okay.
Ellen DeGeneres is being sued for joking about a woman's name on her talk show. In a segment called What's Wrong with These Signs, Ellen showed a sign advertising a real estate broker whose name is TT. Spelled T-I-T-I, but she says it's pronounced T-T, her last name Pierce. Ellen poked fun at the name for sounding like another word for breasts, but T-T says the comedian has it wrong. It's pronounced T-T, and now she is suing for defamation and invasion of privacy. All right, so far, what do you think?
In general, I think it's just you got to let it roll off your back, though I do sympathize, and I wouldn't like it if it were me.
Here's the part that I can't believe was allowed to happen. According to the complaint, the bit led to immediate ridicule, and since her phone number on the sign was not blocked out, she immediately began receiving ridiculing and harassing calls while she was attending a family funeral.
Oh!
She says Titi is a Nigerian name that means flower, and she has strong positive feelings about the moniker.
She has a case. They didn't black out the number?
Right.
Oh, no, she has a case. And, you know, it's terrible, horrible, unfortunate luck that she was at a funeral. But, you know, Ellen obviously couldn't have known that. But they should have been more responsible and blocked out the phone number. Because now she's getting harassed from all over the country.
I can't believe they allowed that to go on the air without, you know, striking it out.
She has a case.
We'll follow it up.
I think.
We're asking the question today. The topic is, when was the last time you crawled through the trash and what did you crawl through to get? Let's go to Rudy. Rudy, what did you crawl through the trash to get?
I crawled through the trash. I was actually cleaning up a lot, and me and my buddies ended up finding $11,000.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
What?
How did $11,000 get in the trash?
Yeah, we were thinking the same thing. I mean, we were all just kind of blown away, you know, and it was actually in a mattress.
So it was probably some possibly elderly person who said, I don't trust the banks. It's going in the mattress.
Wow. Now, Rudy, how many of you was it in the trash? How many friends? You and how many?
It was me and three of my buddies.
So did you guys split the money four ways equally?
Well, actually, what we did do is because what we were making was a paintball field. And so we used half the money for the paintball field. And then we put half the money, because my grandma gave us a lot. We put it into her account so it could just pay all her bills and everything.
Well, aren't you a sweetheart?
That's really nice. But was there anyone who was like, you guys, we got to take this to the police?
Yeah, no, that doesn't happen. No.
Gina, Linda found three birds. In a nest in one of our trees.
Uh-huh.
And my kids name everything. They name their cars. Matt named his junk. So my three children, this is the most important thing they're doing. They're fighting on group text about what to name the stupid birds.
Oh, okay. That's really sweet, but I've got to know the name of Matt's junk.
I'll ask. Matt is very private. It may be that I can't tell
then
you.
Then how do you know?
Here's what I know. There's three sweet little birds out there chirping for mom to put a worm in their mouth. Yeah. And I've got a black snake who just can't wait to get up there.
Oh, that's right. No pun intended. Okay,
let's find out what's trending. Here's Gina Gray.
Well, NBC's Savannah Guthrie has announced she's not going to the Olympics because she's pregnant and does not want to risk getting the Zika virus. That list is climbing, by the way. A baby camel. Oh, my God. Talk about something to name. A baby camel was born at the Lincoln Park Zoo last month, and it finally has a name. The zoo has officially named this little guy after one of our founding fathers. Are you ready, Mark?
Mm-hmm.
Alexander Camelton. And here's what's trending in sports. Let the smack talk begin. Magic Johnson has put it out there that his, quote, Showtime Lakers could totally beat today's Golden State Warriors. I'm Gina Grad, and trending is supported by Subaru. Help them feed SoCal this month by bringing non-perishable items to your local Subaru retailer. Coming up, Mark is going to give us three reasons today does not suck. But first, Supertramp. This is Mark in the Morning.
Three reasons today doesn't suck.
One.
It was on this day back in 1974. Band on the Run by Paul McCartney and Wings begins a 3-week run at number one.
Two.
It was on this day that Charlton Heston was born. He also became the president of the National Rifle Association. He also held, as he spoke, his memorable line.
I want to say those fighting words for everyone within the sound of my voice, to hear and to heed, and especially for you, Mr. Gore. From my cold, dead hands.
Mark,
three.
You sweat
we all appreciate what you did there.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Kanye West, happy birthday, is 39 years of age. Okay, so let's talk this through. Yesterday was vote day, and we had a text poll going. Oh, by the way, Three Reasons is brought to you by my friends and buddies at Bristol Farms, keeping it real since 1982.
Woo!
Yeah!
Bravo! Bob Thompson strikes again.
I saw all of y'all's faces just grimacing because I seem to have a block on this. All right, so yesterday we did a text poll. Who you voting for? Trump, Bernie, Hillary. The vote, 47% Trump, 34% Sanders, 18% Clinton. So then there was a firestorm of comments on Facebook about that vote. What we're going to read to you now are exact copy. And Dave copied and pasted all the comments. This is not us saying this. This is the listeners from Facebook.
Live from Radio City in Hollywood, it's Facebook Feud. Starring Mark Thompson with Gina Grad.
Well, this is effing frightening.
Reality is harsh.
They're just looking for something to fill airtime since the smart one with intellectual topics switched to afternoons.
I didn't realize how many idiots listen to Mark in the morning. Wow! Undereducated, underemployed, racist dum-dums. And the rest of the world is also flabbergasted. As Stephen King said, Trump has exposed the ugly underbelly of the Republican Party. If there's any humor to be found in this cluster F, it's that he's promising you idiots things that presidents can't even do.
Oh, the cat lady came out of her hairball with fraud. Every lib newspaper headline she's read recently... I'm guessing she hasn't actually read a full article on any subject.
You just proved my point.
Only 750 people voted. Bring back Andy.
What does that mean? If these results are accurate, I worry about the company I'm in with Mark in the Morning listeners.
Yeah, this is my greatest concern also.
Same here. How could anyone vote for Hillary or Bernie? Geez, some people.
How can people still be voting for Trump? He's a racist.
What has he done that's racist? That's just mainstream media crap. Like the sound. They're all Bernie-loving liberals.
Oh, well. He calls Mexican immigrants rapists, murderers, and drug dealers, but some he assumes are good people. Say a judge born in Indiana. Can't be fair because he's Mexican.
At least I'm not a racist. I voted for Trump, and then I went to Del Taco and ate some authentic Mexican food.
Guys, I'm worried. Sanders won't beat Hillary, but Trump could very well win.
But not if they don't bring Andy back. The primaries are winding down, and we have CNN's Wolf Blitzer on the phone to fill us in on the results. Thanks for taking time, Wolf.
Well, thanks for having me, Mark. And winding down, I sincerely beg to differ. On the contrary, things are just starting to heat up. In fact, according to the latest CNN viewer poll, 89% of people are ready for things to pick up steam.
Well, that may be true, but there's no disputing the fact that at the end of the primaries will bring in a lull in election coverage.
Not according to our just-released CNN Situation Room Blitzer poll, which states that there is a 98% chance that I will dispute the fact that there will be a lull in the coverage with a 2% margin of error. Simply put, the numbers don't lie, Mark.
Well, now it sounds like you're just making up polls just so you'll have something to talk about.
Nonsense. According to a recent CNN Pollbot 3000 poll, there's only a 3% chance that I'm creating polls because I have little else in my life that matters to me and brings me joy, with a 97% margin of error. Just incredible.
Yeah, that's kind of sad.
I'll tell you what isn't sad, Mark. The data we've received from the CNN Ultra Numerical Binary 2.0 Redux poll, it says that there is a 78% chance that I would rather talk about numbers than feel the tender touch of my wife. With a 69% chance that I would rather get my lush, lustrous beard caught in a jet engine's intake than go a millisecond without analyzing the polls. But wait, Mark, I'm being told we're now receiving even more fascinating data from the polls, the sweet, sweet polls, the polls that never talk back. The polls that never lie. The naughty, naughty polls that aren't afraid to experiment.
Good Lord, Wolf, get a grip. They're just polls.
Shh, Just polls. Quiet, you fool. The polls can hear you. Never mind him, my sweet polls. You're more than just polls. You're everything. Rest, polls. Rest easy. That's right. Rest in my arms. Feel my heartbeat. Yeah, that's right. Now, touch me, polls. You like that, don't you? Touch me good. Touch me true.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Wolf.
Oh, great. I'm getting new info from the CNN Pollmatic Platinum Deluxe Bonus Edition Poll-Electric Boogaloo poll that there's a 100% chance that you hurt the poll's feelings. Luckily, there's a 1 billion percent chance that I'm going to give the polls the good loving the polls need that will make them forget all about you and your unkind words. It's just going to be a sweaty blur of numbers and graphs and beard hair. Wolfie likey.
Goodbye, Wolf.
Oh, and another poll about to be released. Oh, polls. Oh.
Oh, God.
Wow.
This is CNN.
All right. So before we go back to the topic, what did you dig through the trash last time to get? Hang on, let me get Gina back. Our topic today is, what did you dig through the trash to get? We'll get to some of those, but DJ has called. DJ, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Now, why have you called?
I called because Aurora didn't sleep the 100 years.
Oh, yeah, talking about wait. You're talking about the 5 seconds for $25, the Sleeping Beauty question.
That is true.
Okay.
So you say, well, the thing said, Danny, you're the one that got it. It said she slept for 100 years. Where did you get it?
I got that from Trivial Pursuit, as well as the internets.
DJ, how long are you thinking that is she slept?
She slept maybe a few hours. I would say 5 at the most.
Huh? Oh. Yeah.
Where are you getting this from, man?
The actual Disney movie, Danny.
Well, you know, it was an actual fairy tale story before it was a Disney movie.
Yeah, we're talking about the Disney movie, right? Not the actual fairy tale by the Brothers Grimm.
The question was,
how
many years did Sleeping Beauty sleep? 100 years.
Ask Google.
We can't just assume everything's Disney, even though we love them.
Okay.
Well, Google. I'm going with Disney because not everybody knows the Brothers Grimm version of the movie.
Not everybody knows the Disney's movie. Some people thought it was boring.
Then right, they are wrong.
Oh.
Okay, DJ. Thanks for that.
Yeah, stay on the phone for a penguin.
Let's go to Chris. So, Chris, you have an opinion about me going with Kanye and the three reasons today doesn't suck?
Yeah, I usually think you're spot on with those, Mark. But did you change the name of the topic to why it does suck?
Oh, I see what he did there.
Well, look, I'm going to be honest with you, Chris. I'm not the biggest fan of Kanye, but I got to tell you, today, some days, there's just nothing to use. And I had to go with Kanye because I had nothing. Usually, I've got 6 reasons or 5 reasons. Today, I had to struggle to get 3.
We only had 2.
you're just not going to claim Kanye, right?
There you go.
All right. Thank you, Chris. All right. So the topic today, what have you dug through the trash to get? Gina and I told ours earlier for the anniversary show. I was the one that scripted out. It was pages and pages and pages of stage direction and who goes what and where you get your mic. All of a sudden, they weren't there because my studio is just covered in trash. I had wadded those up and thrown them in the trash can. Gina, yours?
I had my lovely boyfriend dig through a dumpster to find my SIM card. Thanks again, baby.
All right, let's go to Elaine. Elaine, what did you dig through the trash to find?
Well, I was telling when I called, this involves my sister. She found a wad of money on the floor of a CVS pharmacy and saw to it that the owner got it returned.
How did you find the owner of a wad of cash?
What she did was she went to the store manager and she said, I have found, there was nearly $300.
Oh, wow.
And she said, I found some money. And she said, I want to make every effort to get it back to who it belongs. And she said, but I don't want to give it to you. She said, I want to hold on to it. And she said, here's my name and phone number. And
before she got home, her cell phone rang, and it was the store. And she went back, and they surveyed some tapes, security tapes. They went into a back area and looked at some security tapes, and it was a World War II veteran in a wheelchair, and you could see the money fall from his pocket as he leaned forward to look at get something off the shelf. And he didn't realize he had dropped it. And,
That means that you are a good humanitarian.
Okay, it wasn't me. It was my sister.
Yeah, you're the worst, but we love your sister.
That's the way it is in our family.
All right, thank you for calling. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin, what did you crawl through the trash to find?
Hey, good morning. I was digging through the trash because my sister had a lottery ticket. And it was back when I was still in high school. And I knew she didn't understand it. It was when we had the bonus numbers.
Uh-huh.
And so I said, let me take a look at that. And I dug through the trash. She actually won.
How much?
She won actually about $260,000.
Whoa!
Yeah. So I gave her the ticket, and she cashed it in.
Did she give you any of the money?
I'm the better man for it, I guess.
Wow, I was going to give you concert tickets, but let her pay for them.
Let's go to Jill. Jill, what did you crawl through the trash to find?
My daughter's first tooth.
Oh, my God.
How did it get thrown away?
Well, she was eating one of those really sticky candies. It was the Airheads, and it pulled her tooth out. It was really loose. And when she didn't realize she had thrown it away, she just realized she had lost her tooth. So we searched all over the place for it, asked her what were you doing at the time you lost it? She remembered eating that. So she had thrown it away. She was done eating it. We had to dig through the trash, found it there, stuck in the candy.
Yeah, I'm not looking through trash to find anybody's tooth. I'm sorry.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport. The thrill of victory. And the agony of defeat.
So, Todd, I wanted to get this one in before you because I don't see it on yours. The Dodgers were hosting the Braves in the final game of a three-game series, and umpire Joe West was calling the balls and strikes. A couple of players on the Dodgers decided to have a little fun by trolling the longtime ump. The players changed their typical walk-up songs to one of Joe West's songs, which he recorded for a country album back in 1987. The veteran umpire, appeared to get a kick out of the music and was seen laughing inside his mask. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts called it a little ode to the old cowboy.
Very good. Yeah, Joe West, they call him Country Joe West, actually. And he's been a longtime National League umpire. And he did a country album. So I had heard that the walk-up music was all Country Joe songs. And, of course, he didn't know about it until all of a sudden he's behind home plate there. He's going, wait, that's me on the air. That's me on the loudspeaker. So,
Todd, last night, it doesn't get much better than a bottom-of-the-ninth home run for the win with the Dodgers game.
Well, Trace Thompson stepped to the plate, home run, bottom of the ninth inning to give the Dodgers a 4-3 win over the Rockies. And 19-year-old, remember we were telling you about Julio Urias? And you, of course, made fun of the way I pronounced his last name, but anyway. he made his home debut last night. 4 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, 7 strikeouts. The last Dodger pitcher who was a teenager who had 7 or more strikeouts, Don Drysdale. That tells you what a feat that was last night. Meanwhile, Yankee 6-3 winners over the Angels. Cole Calhoun, a 2-run home run in the Angels losing game. And Gina, I heard you trend about this earlier. Yordano Ventura.
Yeah.
Of the Royals.
Yeah.
And now listen to this. 99-mile-an-hour pitch. Hits Manny Machado between the shoulder blades, okay? Machado then charges the mound and hit Ventura with a couple of his best punches. Baltimore beat Kansas City 9-1. It was a pretty good bench-clearing brawl.
But by the way, it gave us a really great tongue twister.
What's that?
Say Royals Orioles 10 times fast.
You're right. Royals Orioles. Gosh, no. Only once. I have a hard time with Golden State at Cleveland. And that's what we're talking about tonight, Mark. Game 3 of the NBA Championship Series. Now, Michael Thompson, who is the father of Trace Thompson, who hit the home run last night for the Dodgers to win the game. He has a sports talk show, and he was a member of two of the Lakers' championship teams back in the 1980s, along with Magic Johnson and company. And he said on his radio show, the Warriors would have beaten the Showtime Lakers. He said, we shot eight threes a game. The Warriors make eight threes in a quarter. I just don't think we could have caught up with them. But Magic Johnson tweeted back, my Showtime Lakers would beat the Warriors. As Magic said, they couldn't deal with Kareem. They couldn't deal with Worthy. They couldn't deal with him. Those are three Hall of Famers on those Showtime teams, and I kind of agree with Magic on that one. NFL. Rams wide receiver Stedman Bailey waived with a non-football injury designation. He's recovering from gunshot wounds last November. He's been on the 90-man offseason roster, but he was waived. And listen to this report. The NFL commission on the NFL Twitter account. Okay, now this came on the NFL Twitter account.
This is hysterical.
That NFL commissioner Roger Goodell had passed away at the age of 57. Well, obviously it was hacked in. And of course, Roger Goodell had that rare opportunity to say in someone's life, I am not dead. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like, remember the old Mark Twain line. Mark Twain said, the reports of my death are greatly exaggerated. And I guess, you know.
Did you see what it said on the website was the cause of his death?
What was it?
Deflated lungs.
Ah, very good. Well, I think we can pinpoint the hacker to somewhere in New England, that's for sure. Hey, soccer, it's Copa America. These are international soccer matches going on in the United States. All the teams in the Western Hemisphere. And USA beat Costa Rica 4-0. Clint Dempsey's 50th international goal. And, Mark, finally, remember we told you about Kimbo Slice dying yesterday, the MMA, UFC fighter. 42 years old. They say he died of heart failure. He was awaiting a heart transplant. So The ticker just gave out at age 42. Hey, that does it for sports brought to you by Frontier Toyota in beautiful Valencia. Go check them out. Go see my friends, Joe Caso, Bob Corson. Tell them you're family because you listen to the sound, and the sound is family with Frontier Toyota.
Todd, have a great day.
All righty.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you know, I think we did leave something out of Three Reasons Today Doesn't Suck. And because so many people disagreed with the Kanye birthday, I would like to motion to swap that out for a different birthday, if you don't mind. If you'd pull your music down, Mark, I'd appreciate it. Mike, if you'd pull yours up. Instead of celebrating Kanye West's birthday, which a lot of people took issue with, happy birthday, Chuck Negron.
Oh, nice.
From Three Dog Night. Everybody happy now? No, but it is his birthday, and he was born 1942, and we say happy birthday.
We couldn't have had a better time with him on the show.
He was great. He was in studio. It was so funny.
Yeah, it was great. Well, I don't know what it is that happens to women when they're about to get married, but the utter bitch comes out. They call it Bridezilla. Bridesmaids get asked to do all sorts of annoying things, but a Reddit user says she drew the line when her BFF demanded that she dye her attention-grabbing red hair to brown in order to fit in with the rest of the wedding party. The bride offered to cover the cost of the hairdresser, but the Redditor said no way and turned in her dress.
Wow. She put her gun and badge on the table and walked away.
Now, have you ever been in a wedding?
Yeah, I've been in three weddings.
The money that you are asked to spend to be a bridesmaid or whatever the case is, it may involve flight, dresses.
Oh, yeah.
All, it can get in there.
Vera Wang ain't free, my friend. And and you know, the show Bridezillas that used to, I don't think it's on anymore. I'm not a big reality show person, but I got addicted to watching this show, Bridezillas, of just these horrible women who go insane around their weddings. It's a TV show.
All right, now, I'm going to have to find out the name if you don't know it. Linda put it in her DVR. She didn't know whether she'd like it or not. And I'll get the name. It is a show, a reality show, about either The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. It's a reality show about the producers and the showrunners. And Linda said it was incredible. They full on cuss. One of the producers was banging some chick in Vegas, and they showed the movement of it.
I have no idea.
And this is the second season of it. So if anybody knows what I'm talking about, let me know. But I'll find out from Linda. I think it's right up your alley.
That sounds great.
I'll locate it for you. So I apparently misspoke on this television show that I was going to share with you. I didn't know the name of it or anything. But you, Tim, texted you, your boyfriend, yeah. Tim.
Yeah. Now, you didn't misspeak per se. You made it sound super interesting, and I think it's all true. The only difference is it's not real. In fact, the show he thinks you're referring to is called Unreal for that reason.
That's it.
It's still supposed to be really funny, but it's not actually real. It's scripted.
Yeah. Linda corrects you. It's a scripted show about the producers and the showrunners of a bachelorette type of show.
It's a great premise.
And the pigs that they are.
Now, how do you not listen when mom talks? Because she called me yesterday and she told me the entire thing of Unreal. And I'm like, this is great. I'm going to check it out. And then she told me she was going to tell you about it. Now, I understood it. So I know that you could understand it. Were you not listening?
This is my daughter, Katie, who's given me the business, which yeah. I will slap you around, girl.
You don't listen.
Well, we talk so much, I can catch only so much.
This is a lie. Well, no, this is, you have so much going on in your brain that you're thinking about that, and you can't hear what other people are saying to you, I feel.
Okay, now I want everybody in a relationship to hear this, because I get in trouble with this all the time. My brain is moving. I'm not the smartest man in the world, but I'm constantly thinking of things related to the show or whatever mm-hmm. it is. So here's where I get in trouble. Linda will just start talking, and my brain hasn't stopped yet. And then I will plug into her like 8 seconds in,
mm-hmm.
and I get in trouble for not immediately shutting down and hearing every precious word she says.
They are precious. You should be listening.
You know, I'm going to just forget you. You'll do what you'll do, and I'm going to speak directly to Linda.
Okay.
Linda, there's an old saying that says, don't cast your pearls before swine. What you're saying is valuable, and this pig isn't listening. So you might as well call one of your kids.
I will listen.
All right. Are you ready for Bizarre?
Yes.
Now, in the world, and in my opinion, what we're about to get into is completely sexually related, though it doesn't necessarily say that. And listen, as long as everybody's consenting, I'm good to go. But prepare yourself.
Jugs and orbs and darts and gourds.
A mom is breastfeeding her boyfriend. 20 years after having kids, Jennifer Mulford took time off from her job as a bartender to induce breastfeeding because she wants to start an adult breastfeeding relationship with Brad Leeson. Because she has not given birth to a baby recently, she and Brad, 36, need to, quote, dry feed every 2 hours to fool her body into thinking she is feeding a child so she starts producing milk. Jennifer was single when she stumbled across a website about ABR. She said, quote, when I read about the bond breastfeeding could create between two people, I was envious. I have always enjoyed my breasts being touched during sex more than anything else, so I knew I would enjoy it. Jennifer from Atlanta started searching for men who would be open to the idea of adult breastfeeding. When I read about the pure joy it brings others, I was desperate to seek out a partner to share an emotional bond with. I used dating sites, put messages on ABR forums, and even put an advertisement on Craigslist, but I drew a blank. I started to think that I'd never get to try adult breastfeeding. Finally, she started chatting about the idea one night with Brad, an old boyfriend from school. Quote, we were talking, and Brad told me he had a thing for big-breasted women and that size has always been a factor. I thought it was the perfect time to bring up adult breastfeeding and see if he'd be interested, said Jennifer. We both wanted the same thing out of the relationship, a magical bond that only breastfeeding can achieve.
Mark, look at your co-host.
Full hands over m'lady bits right now. I feel like such a I feel like such a hypocrite because I am like you, Mark. I'm all for if it doesn't hurt anybody and it's what you're into, Godspeed, have a great life. But this really gave me the heebie-jeebs.
They dry feed.
Okay,
every
I know.
2 hours.
I heard that phrase is horrible.
Now, does that mean that her body will be tricked into producing milk?
Well, I was trying to figure that out too, but you said she had kids, right, already?
Yes.
So I guess yes is the answer.
But 20 years ago.
Right. So it's going to take a while.
So,
but how bad is your relationship with your kids that you're envious for any sort of bond with another human being?
This has got to be sexually related.
Okay.
With so many things that people are into, You know, like putting on
fuzzy
a monkey
costumes.
Suit.
Yeah.
What the hell is that about? Wait, I'm judging. I don't need.
I know. I am too, and I don't want to at all. God love her, but I can't stop making this face.
Dry feeding.
Stop it.
All right, check this out. Amber Heard has accused Johnny Depp of physically attacking her on several occasions, and if her claims are true, it won't be the first domestic violence case that she's been involved in. According to TMZ, Heard herself, Amber, was arrested for domestic violence back in 2009 after she got into an argument with her then girlfriend, photographer Tayza Van Ray. The couple got into a fight at Seattle-Tacoma International Airport, and Amber grabbed her and struck her. She was arrested and charged with domestic violence, but in court, a prosecutor decided not to move forward with the case.
Wow.
This is just a living, breathing, freaking soap opera.
Yeah, this is crazy because, you know, when a woman comes out and says there's been some domestic violence, the first thing we do and should do is go to her and say, you know, empathetically, what happened? Are you okay? But right. This is just becoming this exceptionally crazy story.
Well, it's not going to stop anytime soon. We've heard so many things that she decided that she wasn't going to file because she doesn't want it to hurt Johnny.
Right.
Now we find out that she herself was arrested for domestic Ooh. Violence. She also made the claim she has video proof.
Right.
When do we see that?
Yeah, that'll be.
If in fact it exists.
Exactly.
And now she's suing Doug Stanhope because he claimed Johnny told him Amber is going to tell lies about me to extort or whatever it what was said.
And remember the rumor of Johnny Depp's bodyguards running into the room after hearing Amber Heard saying, don't hit me, and they were nowhere near each other. So this is just crazy, and I think it's going to be a while till we find out what's going on.
Well, you know what? I am following it like a gooseling father's mama. I love this story. Get ready, people. Butt talk is just around the corner. But right now, let's find out what's trending. Here's Gina Grad.
Well, the list of athletes skipping the Olympics due to the Zika virus scare is now up to 17.
Wow.
This number does not include ambassadors, correspondents. This is strictly athletes right now. It's getting crazy. Studies show that the risk of ever getting a heart attack is lower among married couples, and that married couples do better when heart problems do occur. I think we've talked about this before, and I think we came to the conclusion that it's because wives will tell you to get your ass to the doctor if you're having a heart problem, as opposed to just living alone and ignoring it. And if you've ever wanted to buy a celebrity's house, now's the time. Richard Gere, Billy Joel, Tyra Banks, Celine Dion, they've all slashed home prices anywhere from $2 million to $20 million. So get in on that. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. Trending brought to you by Subaru. Help them feed SoCal this month by bringing non-perishable items to Subaru retailers. Coming up, we speak to a friend of mine, nutritionist extraordinaire Vinny Tortorich, going to help us all get in shape for the summer. But first, The Clash. This is Mark in the Morning.
Joining us now is Dr. Maz Goedsian. And it's best if he tells you what it is that he does, because I didn't even know this existed. This man is a proctologist in Beverly Hills. Good morning, Dr. Maz.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Really good. So now, you basically, as a doctor, you improve people's privates.
Exactly.
What? Now, why do people want this done?
Well, what we do is we make you look beautiful there. During your most intimate and private moments, people want to feel confident and secure. So that's really the essence of what we do here at MedBar.
Wow. Okay, so what is the most popular thing that you do?
So a lot of women, especially after pregnancy, you know, when their skin stretches, they develop something called skin tags around their anal area. And it becomes unsightly, and they don't like the way it looks or feels or the way, you know, their partner looks at it. So a lot of times they ask me to remove those, and we do those both surgically and non-surgically.
Wow.
And also, we're talking about vaginal beautification?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So in the same realm, you know, after pregnancy, the skin stretches. And what we do is we can do this non-surgically. We tighten the skin on the outside as well as the inside.
Wow.
Now, are you busy? Are you getting a lot of business with this?
Oh, yeah. This is very popular.
How did you get into it? Where were you when the idea came for this?
Well, you know, in my practice, a lot of patients come in and they all request, you know, something with regards to cosmetics. And, you know, it surprises a lot of people, but a lot of people really pay attention to what it looks like down there, you know, whether it's for themselves or for their partners. So I really understood, you know, they've gone to a lot of different doctors and a lot of doctors kind of dismiss it. But this is something that I understand, you know, it really affects people's confidence. And I just try to help them with that.
Wow. Dr. Gozian, there's no doubt that this work is going to go down in the annals of history. But I do have a quick question. Do you also do you use the V steam? I know a lot of celebrity women talk about the V steam.
No.
Okay.
We don't do the V steam. We use a Thermiva, which is a radio frequency device. And what that does is it helps promote collagen and tighten the skin.
Oh,
now,
okay.
If you just joined us, we're talking with Dr. Maz Godsey, and he is a Beverly Hills proctologist, and he basically will make your private parts look a lot better. Now, you may be surprised to know this, Dr. Maz, but I'm not into porn. But a lot, from what I understand, a lot of porn stars have the bleaching of the starfish. Are you familiar? Mm-hmm. Do you do that?
We do anal bleaching as well, and vaginal bleaching, because, you know, the private parts, some of it becomes discolored, or they would like a more uniform tone down there.
Oh, wow.
So there's different treatments that we do to kind of help achieve that.
Hmm.
Wow.
But what's really most surprising about this is that a lot of the patients that have come to see me, especially young women, you know, come in for a consultation for this, and I typically ask them, you know, other risk factors that they've had for anal cancer. And HPV, I don't know if you guys are familiar with that, mm-hmm. is a very common STD. I found this in a lot of my patients, and we've gone through and we've done something called an anal pap smear, which you guys, I don't know if you guys have heard of before.
Well, yeah, mm-hmm. we could put the two ideas together, I think.
Yeah, it's exactly like a, you know, like a vaginal pap smear, but it's an anal pap smear, mm-hmm. and a lot of precancers have been detected this way.
Wow.
So it's, you know, it's definitely something that has surprised me.
Wow.
If you just joined us, this is Dr. Maz Godsian. He is a proctologist in Beverly Hills, and he can make your private areas look a lot better. Now, what about men's junk? Do you do anything for that?
As far as what, you know, if they come in for certain things such as, you know, warts and things of that nature, or unsightly bumps and lumps on there, so long as they're benign, we can remove them.
Wow.
Wow. So primarily you treat women then?
Well, no, we treat men too. Treat men and women. It's just with regards to... male enhancement, we don't do the male enhancement, but we do the vaginal beautification and the anal beautification.
I would think that if someone even made it to your door, they would be, you know, pretty open about talking to this. But does someone ever come there and they're just like, I can't do this, never mind, I'm going to leave?
Typically, no. I mean, you know, people come in and they come in for this purpose. They actually seek it out. You know, this is something that's been bothering them for, like, years. It's not something that, you know, just kind of popped up one day.
Yeah.
You know, this is something that's bothering them for years. So they come in, you know, specifically, they really want this fixed.
Well, Dr. Maz, I'm going to make Gina come down there and visit with you, because she has been with so many men in so many disgusting ways.
Thank
that,
you.
That thing has got to be, you know, worked on.
Oh, man. Mark Thompson, everybody. Thank you, Dr. Godsian, and thank you for putting up with us.
Dr. Maz,
thank you guys for having me.
Well, if anybody's listening and they want to come down for some tightening up and a tune-up, as it were,
like
how
that.
Can they locate you?
Medbarbh.com. We're in Beverly Hills, 300 South Beverly Drive, Suite 105.
Dude, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I didn't even know this existed. I love it. I'm going to come down and get a procedure or something.
Absolutely. Come on down. We'll take care.
Dr. Maz, thank you so much for your time.
It was a pleasure.
So in the world of fitness, I think we all, at some points in times, we have to watch what we eat. And there's all kinds of thoughts and ways. Now, it is because of this man, Vinny Tortorich, that I work with a rabbit. She sits in here eating her carrots and eating her whatevers. It's because of Vinny. Good morning, Vinny.
How you doing, Mark? How are things going?
Really good. I want to get right into it because you have a book that's out called Fitness Confidential. It's an Amazon bestseller.
It's awesome.
And you've got here the three biggest misconceptions with weight loss. I want to read each one and have you comment, okay?
Okay.
Number one, that you can exercise fat away.
Yeah, you know, I tell people all the time the worst way to try to lose weight is to exercise it away. That would mean that you think you can lose weight with calorie in, calorie out. We've proven that over and over. I mean, you can look at The Biggest Loser and you know that calorie in, calorie out does not work long term. And so, that's in the same vein.
Well, that's why people say abs are made in the kitchen.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I've got great rock hard abs. They're just under a bunch of fat. So Vinny, then, based on what you just said, I have to assume that the only way to lose weight in a proper way is by changing your diet?
Yeah, diet is, I tell clients all the time, I say, look, I make my living off of telling you to exercise, but exercise is a poor way to lose weight. The only way you're going to lose weight is to change your diet.
All right, then let's talk it through. The three things to eat for long-term weight loss: meat, chicken, fish, pork.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, the thing is, sometime back in the 70s and 80s, we started telling people to eat more grains, eat pasta. Remember that, Mark? Everything was all about eating all the pasta you could get. You know, we thought it was some kind of weight loss product.
It was the base of the food pyramid.
Yeah. Eat all the grains you can, the whole bottom of the food. You know, we should just take the food pyramid and turn it over, and then it would be correct. Eat more meat, eat more pork, eat more fish. I tell clients all the time, you want to lose weight really fast, start with fish. That's the number one thing you can eat.
Oh, but it tastes like fish, Vinny.
You're just not cooking it right.
If you cook it right, it'll taste like chicken.
Now, these are his quick fit tips. It says, cut out any and all dairy. Vinny, I can't go without eggs.
That's not dairy.
Okay, well, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about milk products. And by the way, I let people eat a lot of milk products, but when you want to do, you know, when I'm getting people ready for the red carpet, the first thing that goes is liquid dairy, things like milk and such. And even with that, I'll let them keep butter in because butter has good quality fat and good high-fat whipping cream. They could keep that in their coffee if they want to, but any other kind of dairy has to go because the lactose is a sugar, and if they want to lose it fast, that needs to go.
Well, and Vinny, I just texted you about this like 2 days ago. Now, I met Vinny on the Adam Carolla show. He comes on, you know, once a week, once every couple weeks, and gives a lot of great tips. And I even said to you, I feel like I'm not losing right now. What am I doing wrong? I sent you everything I'm eating, and you said, try cutting out the cheese for a while. So I'm back on track.
Oh, good. So you're losing weight again?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
See, that's what I love about Gina. Gina met me at Adam Carolla's, and, you know, she, at first, I could tell she was skeptical.
Very.
You know, she kind of looked at me cross-eyed. And then after the third or fourth visit and people started losing weight just by following these dumb tips, she and I went for a Starbucks one day, and next thing you know, you've lost over 20 pounds,
yep.
Right, Gina?
Yeah. I've literally lost over 20 pounds. And one of the reasons I never wanted to exercise was because I was so exhausted, especially from dieting, that I just went right back to bed. But now, because I don't really eat sugar and I don't really eat grain, I go work out every morning before and after the show. And I literally didn't think that was possible. So I just wanted to share my Vinny with all of you.
And Vinny, let me approach this one, because they always say, eat your fruits and vegetables. Eat your fruits.
Right.
You say here, cut out most fruit except for berries.
Yeah, you know, we always say eat fruits and vegetables. We should be saying eat vegetables and fruit. You know, it should be exactly the opposite. We should be eating mostly cruciferous vegetables. You know, your your things like your broccoli and your cauliflower and your Brussels sprouts and that kind of vegetable, followed by, you know, kale is the new kid on the block. Kale is a cruciferous vegetable. And then after that, if you want to get into carrots and lettuce and all that good stuff, that's all fine. But if you want to get serious about, you know, we have a real weight problem in this country. If you want to get serious about it, if you want to have fruit, get to the berries. And, you know, apples are fine. Apples won't kill you. But you want to stay away from all of the tropical fruits, pineapples, bananas, all of the
sweet
high
stuff.
Sugary fruit.
Now, Vinny, obviously when I'm eating my broccoli and cauliflower, I can have all my butter and cheese on them, right?
Absolutely. And I'm not kidding. You can absolutely have that.
Now, you also mentioned Brussels sprouts. Brussels sprouts came from the butt of the devil himself.
Not if you flash fry them.
They taste like garbage. They're bitter, Vinny.
You know, and here's the problem. I'm glad you brought that up, Mark, because now Brussels sprouts, you know, if you go to any of these gastropubs in L.A., it's almost like they bring you Brussels sprouts the way most Italian restaurants bring you bread.
Yeah.
You got to try our Brussels sprouts. But they sugar them up. So, folks, be careful with that. If you're going, oh, Vinny said on Mark in the morning, you can have Brussels sprouts. But if you walk into one of these high-end, you know, gastro pubs in L.A., they're sugaring the you-know-what out of them just to get them to taste right. But I agree, it's not the best-tasting veggie out there.
So there's several things you should know. First of all, there's Vinny's Big Fat Show. It's at the Pasadena Ice House, July 14th, 8:30. His book, Fitness Confidential, Amazon's bestseller. It's also an Audible book. And his podcast, Vinny Todorich's Celebrity Fitness Podcast. For more information, go to VinnyTortorich.com.
And also, I believe we have two pairs of tickets to give away to the show, to Vinny's Big Fat Show on the 14th. So the first two callers get two pairs of tickets. And I'm telling you, you're going to learn so much, and you may or may not laugh your ass off.
Hey,
and can I say this? By the way, it's an interactive show. You get to ask me questions. At most comedy clubs, what happens is the comic is yelling at you going, hey, I don't come down to Burger King and stop you from flipping burgers. No, this is a show where if you want to get the results Gina has, you can ask me the same questions. And there will be a raffle. I will pull a name from the hat. You can actually get, if you're there that night, you can get a free consult with me after the show.
That's nice.
Hey, Vinny, we should do this again, and maybe next time we can open the phones and let people ask you specific questions about stuff.
Absolutely.
He does this on Twitter all day, and I love when you say this. I mean, buy the book, because I read it, and it's hilarious, and I learned a lot. But in general, you don't have anything to sell. You're just trying to help people.
Yeah, that's what I do. It all comes back to you. You know, I've been doing this for years. I just want to see people get healthy. And that's why I think people glom onto this. They go, well, wait a minute. You're not selling me a shake or a mm-hmm. potion or some powder?
Nope.
No. It's all free.
Vinny the best. We'll do it again. Information at VinnyTortorich.com. Thank you, Vinny.
Thank you, guys.
Gina watches the world of trending so you don't have to. Gina.
Well, I don't know if you heard about this. This is very weird. The NFL's Twitter account was hacked on Tuesday, and whoever did it had social media gasping, according to Yahoo News. You know why? Because it made it appear that the league was informing the country that the controversial commissioner, Roger Goodell, was dead. Did you see this?
What?
Did you see the tweets that were going out that were sorry to say that Roger Goodell has passed away?
I read the story. What I was entertained by was the cause of death was, according to them, the cause of death was deflated lungs.
So bad. Well, of course, it turned out to be a hoax. NFL Media Relations confirmed that the account had been hacked and that Goodell is alive and well. But that wasn't the only attack of the day. When that had been taken down and the apology had been put up, along came another post, assumingly from the same attacker, saying, "Oi, I said Roger Goodell died. Don't delete that tweet." Both tweets have now been removed. And speaking of that, did you hear that Mark Zuckerberg, you know, the CEO of Facebook and the king of social media, also got hacked?
No, good God.
Yeah, it turns out he didn't have a very strong password. So because it was the same as his LinkedIn and his Twitter and his Facebook, that they all got hacked. So be careful, people.
What was the movie, the name of the movie about where they told the story of Facebook?
Oh, the social network.
Okay. I love the opening scene. It's Zuckerberg and a girl, and they're in a coffee shop, and they're talking.
Yeah.
And he goes, I just don't understand why people don't like me because I'm smart. They dislike me because I'm smart. And she goes, Mark, they don't dislike you because you're smart. They dislike you because you're an ass.
Yeah, no, that's a fantastic movie. And somewhat underrated. Like, I think we should watch it again. It's a great movie.
I enjoyed it.
So, Mikey, speaking of trending, there's something that's been trending all a buzz in your world you've been telling us about all morning.
Yeah, and this is all over the internet, too. So, on America's Got Talent, this engineer, 82-year-old, he was an engineer on the Hubble Space Telescope, did a cover of the Drowning Pool heavy metal band. Their song Bodies. You'll know the song once I play it. And this thing is blowing up on the internet. So this is an 82-year-old man. Check this out.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the...
Yeah! How long does he go?
About a minute and a half.
Is he dancing around?
He's old. It's hard to move.
What do the judges think?
They're like stunned. The video is up on Mark in the Morning's Facebook page, so you can check out the judges' reaction. And the interaction between him and the judges in the first couple of minutes is pretty cool. It's very endearing.
Nice. Yeah. Well, I wonder if that's going to knock off the parrot that sings Let the Bodies Hit the Floor off of who's going to have most views. Meanwhile, Conrad Hilton. Hilton name sound familiar to you, Mark?
It does. Yep.
So the brother of Paris Hilton, 22 years old. He's the younger brother. He's going to spend the next 2 months in prison. You know why? Because he violated his parole. So that means he's been in trouble before. Hilton was sentenced to 3 years probation in 2014 after pleading guilty to making death threats against flight attendants on a British Airways flight. Remember, he was, you know, wasted on, you know, something, who knows. And he was threatening everyone on the plane and saying, you know, we could buy and sell all of you and being super obnoxious. Well, apparently he snuck a death threat in there because he got in a lot of trouble. But a judge decided to revoke his probation after he tested positive for using marijuana and cocaine. He's expected to turn himself into the authorities today, where he will be serving 2 months. Now, didn't Paris go to jail for a hot second? Like, literally? Mm-hmm. Or was that Lindsay Lohan? I get them all confused.
It's hard to know. I just still wonder. She was on TMZ I haven't seen her in years. She's just, like, left the face of the earth.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's a mature lady of, what, 33 now or something. She has to, you know, shape up.
You know what? I realize she's, you know, whatever she is, but she was hot. She looked good at the airport.
Good. I'm so glad she could make your day, Mark. Well, I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending. Trending brought to you by Subaru and the 2016 Crosstrek. Now, by the way, the month of June, you can go ahead and help feed Los Angeles by bringing a non-perishable item to your local Subaru retailer. This is Mark in the Morning, and this is AC/DC.
Hump day done. Looking for a 10 at 10 to refresh me.
Thank God it wasn't broccoli day. Oh, you did that early. I'm sorry. I'm like, okay. The Sounds 10 to 10 today, supported by Celino and Barnes. Injured? Get immediate help. Call Celino and Barnes Injury Attorneys at 800-888-8888. Coming up today, 10 to 10, one of my favorite years for music and for life itself. Let's see. What is significant happened? Walking on the Moon. I guess that would be enough right there. When did Led Zeppelin's second album and first album came out in the same year?
Was it 60 or 69?
Well, see, there we go. Perfect. 1969 is the year for the 10 of 10 today on the Sound.
Sorry, some of us weren't born yet.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, we give you the redneck word of the day. Very funny comedian Christopher Titus. Oh, yeah. And everybody's talking about it. 5 seconds for $30. Maybe nobody's talking about it.
Mikey. Everybody.
Probably one of my favorite TV shows of the 80s. This was the theme song, My Life, Billy Joel. This is Mark in the Morning.
Bosom Buddies, man?
I love Bosom Buddies. Mm. You didn't like it?
I liked it.
Mark and I like bosoms.
I can't top that.
Want more Mark in the Morning? Live and in living color in Southern California. Listen weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 100.3 FM.